producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
While we're talking about all this bad stuff, there's some cool stuff. Blue skies on Pluto. NASA New Horizons probe spots gorgeous vistas on icy dwarf planet. You know, Larry, getting into demographics, I know that you ran the Democratic Party strategy of breaking America up into different racial groups, and it's not that you are bashing Hispanics or Mexicans from Mexico. You're just simply saying a lot of them end up voting Democrat, and then they end up voting illegally because the Democrats are there posing as their buddies. The good news is Gallup shows like 69% of Hispanics, whether they be legal, illegal, citizens, whatever, don't want open borders, and get we can't take all of Latin America. So I've found that at least the feds think Texas is a big problem for them, at least in the short term, and have a lot of Pentagon plans written up for that. During even what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act wrote about in 2007 about stopping insurrection of the states. So when you talk about FEMA, COG, continuity of government systems, that's all being warmed up right now. It's being taken out of mothballs. It's being turned on. I'm not saying they're about to do this, but they certainly are mainlining it and going, yeah, army.mil, we got re-education camps. We're going to put political problem people in them and re-educate them. So it actually uses the word re-education, which you know is a Soviet term. Why would they so nakedly talk about things like this if they weren't getting ready to green light it?
Yeah, well, and if you notice in the material that they're passing out, Alex, for these Muslims that they're bringing in from Syria, you'll notice in all their literature, they're saying you're not to assimilate, you're to grow. Now, what does that mean? They don't want them to assimilate into our culture. They want to grow. They want their culture to grow and eventually take over ours. Guys, I'm telling you, Alex, we've got a serious problem. This is not a, you know, it's scary. Let's all get together and scare each other. This is the truth.
No, I used to hear this from Lynn Beck like 5-6 years ago and others, and I would roll my eyes Levin. But I see the literature. I see what the government's doing. They want us all fighting with each other. And what's a better way to bring in foreign groups, fill them full of hate of America, and then give them a bunch of free welfare? I mean, it's certainly going on.
It is indeed. And, Alex, the front line's going to be here with us. You know, one of the things I promise you, I will get involved in that story with the ISIS car dealers. Don't worry. I will get in there, and I don't care what it costs me and what it involves, but I will get to the truth of that. The problem is, who do you call? Let me ask you, Alex, let's say you found in your neighborhood, in your community, let's say you found a car from a rich, wealthy car dealer, and in it was the war flag for ISIS. Who would you call?
Well, I would shoot video of it and then do an undercover report showing, and then I would confront the person asking, hey, what's this? So it couldn't be denied. I'd put it on YouTube.
Well, that may be what we end up doing with this, because that may be the only thing we can do, because we certainly can't go to the government. The government's not going to do a thing about it. But I will provide that for you, Alex. I'll get that for you. It's going to be a little risky, a little dangerous, but they're here now. They're here now, and then bringing in 85,000 more of them, that is absolutely insane.
Well, we know that most of the so-called Syrian refugees are Wahhabists out of other countries. Upwards of 85% are men, and they are, ISIS said 6 months ago, we'll infiltrate Europe and the U.S. with a 500,000-person immigrant wave. It's actually been much bigger than that. They're saying that's what. Most of them, 2 out of 3 have fake passports. It is military-age men coming in. And so if they do attack, or they're ordered to attack by the globalists, they will then use that as a pretext to take over.
Absolutely. And, you know, this weekend they caught, what, 6 of them carrying in smuggling low-grade uranium? They caught them smuggling.
Well, why are you racist against that? I mean, I mean, it's
Gosh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I just thought that might just blow us up, make a dirty bomb. I'm telling you, these people are coming to kill us. And what upsets
you? Stay there. Stay right there. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
StageRights.videos, where you can find the new film that Larry Nichols is in, breaking down a way to take the country back to the other states. I wrote an article that Drudge linked to that went real viral, and I was proud of the fact that a lot of constitutional lawyers came on the broadcast and said, no, we've read your plan. It's actually what the founders talked about in the decade after the country was founded, because the country almost broke up a few times then, that they could just have the states, if the feds got out of control, pull out of the federal government and then reconstitute the federal government once it was back under control. So I'm not saying secede in Texas to become our own republic. I'm saying we need states to secede and go, look, we're seceding from an illegitimate occupied federal government run by foreign interests that's openly funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, all the same group out of Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia had denied that they were behind ISIS until the Russians started bombing them. And now Saudi Arabia government says, we're getting ready to attack the Russians. Now, Nichols, you know, says he talks to Netanyahu, and I believe him, he talks to a lot of people. And I know Israel claims they're fighting Al-Qaeda, but they've actually been backing rebels that are in the southern area of Syria bordering the Golan Heights. They can argue, well, those are non-radicals, but our Pentagon says, no, they're the same people. So it seems like the whole West is lined up to do this, and the world now knows about it. Larry Nichols, in the time we have left, the next 10 minutes or so, then we're going to go to break and come back with an investigative journalist who works for InfoWars.com, Wayne Madsen. Biden is saying he better start getting his hat in the ring or he'll just end up being Secretary of State. That was a quote today, a joke, a jibe at Hillary, obviously. From your sources, do you think Biden will run? You said if he does, clearly that's Obama going after Hillary. You were the first person I heard say that Obama was going after Hillary months ago. Now they admit that's happening. She's come out and, quote, flip-flopped to oppose Obama trade, the TPP that her and her husband helped ram through. Clinton moves left, opposes Obama's Pacific trade deal, making it leftist to be against trade. No, it's a secret global compact. So she's doing a lot of that. What do you make of that? And then how big a deal is it that the Republicans just shot down Boehner's aide-de-camp, his successor?
Well, that is a big deal because, as you know, Boehner and the boys, the hierarchy, have run the Republicans into the ground. Alex, here's where we are. Here's where we are, and don't doubt it one second. Obama is getting in. This is Obama's time. He sees it. He's taking it. He's going to use Biden simply to buy him the movements that he needs to negate Hillary. But the object is to negate Hillary. Remember, there's nothing in those documents, those Secret Service memos, that can hurt Hillary one bit. Everybody's going, oh, my God. Well, why did Hillary bring them out? Because they know, Alex, that if they were ever brought to court over those documents, Hillary would say, well, I've got to have the documents to defend myself. And the judge would say, well, you can't because those are classified and top secret. So they can't be used. She can't be prosecuted on it. That's nothing. But Obama bringing the FBI in, that's something. He's going after Hillary, and he's going after Hillary to strip her power. Now, here's what I'm going to do. If you got enough guts to do it, I'm going to get that video of that car dealer. I ain't got that much time anyway, but they're going to come after you. I'll get you that video of the car dealer with the ISIS flag. But we've got to do something to show the people that they are here, and they're here in very precarious situations. Do you realize how much money a car dealership selling used cars can float around? I mean, millions and millions of dollars cash that they can move around all over this country. And then I will bring you evidence of Sharpton going and paying hired activists in major cities. Let's see how he explains his ass out of that one. That's what we got to do.
Well, we know Sharpton's been doing that before, and we know Soros spent $33 million just in one town to stir it up. I mean, that's pretty much admitted. But, yeah, you say you've got him red-handed doing it right now?
Red-handed doing it now, and I got something else. I got both parties, RNC and the DNC. They're setting up rooms right now. They call them war rooms, and what they're doing is they're lining up all the illegal Mexicans that are going to have driver's license, and they're setting up absentee voting companies for them.
Well, that's admitted that both parties are engaged in that. It is just absolutely ridiculous.
You see what that does? That makes us irrelevant. That makes us irrelevant. They can literally bring in 30, 40 million new people, and we become irrelevant. Unless we stop it. And the way to stop it, I hate to say it, there's only one way to stop it. One governor can say to the federal government, when a federal black robe mob judge says something to him, he just says, hey, I'm not coming to your court. I'm not coming to your court. You or I can't. They'll put us in jail, but they can't put a governor in jail.
Well, I know this. I remember, was it Lubbock or was it Midland, where the county judge, who's the elected city council person for the county, we just call it that in Texas, county judge, came out and said, well, I've been told they're getting ready for martial law at the end of Obama's next election. This was during the election a few years ago. And they're going to be coming for the guns, and we've got to have armored vehicles to fight the feds and the UN. And people thought that was pretty crazy. But I tell you, there are times in history when armies line up, when finances line up, when the stars align, when more happens than has ever happened before. Yeah, there it is in the New York Times. Official stirs Texas City with talk of rebellion, Lubbock, Texas.
And Alex, we're not asking a state to succeed. A state doesn't have to succeed. All a state has to do is reclaim its power. Our founding fathers gave us the answer to today. They were smart enough. They gave us the answer. You knew it back years ago. They gave us the answer. I talked to a Supreme Court justice. He says it stands. We have the answer. A state can say no. And when one state says no, I bet you a bunch of states will say no.
Again, Larry Nichols is our guest. He really does talk to the people he says he talks to. I know that I've been interviewing him for about 19 and a half years. I mean, I've been on air maybe 7-8 months when I first interviewed him. That is on radio. But, I mean, I had Matt Drudge in here. He told me who it was face-to-face, what Supreme Court justice, even more of what he said off record. But here in studio, it made national news. He said no, face-to-face. He told me, and he wouldn't believe whose house it was at, that they're going to shut down talk radio, internet, everything.
Right.
That they intend to do it, and they intend to take over. And the Supreme Court justices have been told, you better sit down and go along with it. I mean, what do you think it means when Matt Drudge, the biggest guy in media when it comes down to one person, is at my office? I mean, can you imagine the meeting, the three-hour meeting we had? I mean, people, this is real. That's all I can tell folks.
It's real. And remember, I helped Clarence Thomas with his little problem with Anita Hill. So,
well, don't say who it is. You just know.
I'm just saying I helped him. And, you know, I'm just telling you guys, this is not a scare tactic. This is real. You know, Alex, they got to shut down this internet. They've got to shut it down. You know it, and I know it. And they've got to take Drudge out. And I'm sure that was part of the conversation you and Matt had. And I'm sure Matt told you how he got the story from me about Linda, Monica Lewinsky. Did he share that with
you? Well,
we
got into a lot of stuff, but I can't get into a lot of it. I mean, as you know, all I'm saying is we are at a critical time in history right now.
We are. If you'll help me, I swear. If we'll get the people to help us, this is God's country. This is for everyone listening. It's not a fight for Alex Jones or Larry Nichols or Matt Drudge or somebody else. It's for all of us. You know, Alex, you think about all the people that got off those boats D-Day. Do you think they got off those boats for us to become this? I don't think so. I think they'd have stayed on the boat and said, hey, let's go someplace else. It's our turn. Let's stand up. Let's be Americans. Let's act like Americans. And let's take this country back. We can. We can do it.
Well, there's no doubt the move is being made to break the country up right now in the strategy of division that you talked about. The broken, what's the exact name?
Broken coalition.
The broken coalition strategy, the divide and conquer. And that is exactly what's happening. And, you know, you say prop Hillary up, not to even help her, but just because that's what Obama doesn't want. Clearly he's going after her. And what a quandary, what a paradox, because I can't stand Hillary, but you can see Obama getting ready to take her down. I mean, how could we even help Hillary against Obama?
By having a state stand up and declare that the federal government's burning out of control and we're not going to take it anymore. That stops it all. That stops it all right there.
Do you think Hillary, though, if she gets the nomination, would win?
No, I'll stop that. I promise you this. Hillary will not be president of the United States. I'll stop her, and you know I will. But the bad news is I can't let Obama take her out, because if he takes her out, then I can't stop the caliphate. The Muslims will kill you. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. In case you're wondering, there is no such thing as a tame Muslim. There's not. At some point, Alex, every follower of Islam is going to come to where the rivers divide, and they got to either go to the Tigris or the Euphrates. And that means they either got to do what Allah says or go to Allah heaven or hell. I mean, it's that serious.
I got to say that radical Islam is taking over a lot of Muslim countries. Our government's funding it to create a clash of civilizations. But a lot of Muslims don't like the more oppressive sides of it.
That's right.
Just like in Christianity or anything. And I get what you're saying. You wouldn't call them, you know, a radical Muslim. But I certainly, certainly I didn't buy into this theory 5 years ago. Now, whatever it is, it's bad, and we shouldn't have to pay for all this, and it's very dangerous, and the globalists are going for broke. Thank you so much for the time, Larry. Get some rest. Don't take any more vaccines, and we look forward to talking to you again. I'll call you today when I get off the air, okay?
And next week, I will have you that video.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. InfoWars.com reporter. Wayne Madsen joins us. He also has the WayneMadsenReport.com. And we are about to send him on some of his first missions as a reporter that we're not going to be announcing here on air yet. He'll be covering election 2016 for us in D.C. And also on the campaign trail. He'll also be investigating shadow government operations and more. Now, going to Wayne Madsen, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Before we get to his story, evidence points towards Clinton running a parallel outsourced State Department. I want to do that in the next segment. I want to first look at Joe Biden, the race. Is Obama waging war on Hillary? What's the inside scuttlebutt on that? Wayne's take on the cruise missiles, the ground troops, NATO announcing it's going to put troops on the border with Syria. I mean, this is biblical level stuff we see building up. So a big overview on the election, on Hillary, on Syria, on the dollar with Wayne Madsen. I want to get your take on that, formerly with the National Security Agency. And, of course, it's written for some of the biggest newspapers in the country. Wayne, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Where to start? Hillary, Syria?
Well, of course, we have Hillary. Look, you know, President Obama has never really cared much for Hillary. You know, when he first got elected, it was a very bitter campaign in 08 between the two. Obama said, well, I believe in the big tent, and I'll get all these people in my cabinet, who ran against him. It should be recalled that Joe Biden was a candidate for president also in 2008. But I think one could argue whether that was a very good decision. You know, this is what Lincoln did, too. He brought in a cabinet of people that did not agree with one another. And how can you run a government with opposing views like that when you've got sort of a person who doesn't take a strong stand as president? So I am not surprised about Joe Biden planning to get into this race. I think he is going to be the basically the third term for Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are basically seething about this prospect of a Biden candidacy.
How big's the Russia situation in Syria? It looks pretty dangerous.
That one is extremely volatile right now because you've got Russia deploying some of its most advanced electronic warfare platforms also in Syria. And as I wrote today on the website, in an electronic warfare battle between Russia and U.S. and NATO, the Russians will win and the U.S. and NATO will lose badly because NSA, which supplies a lot of the data for these radar warning systems and these jamming systems that are used by the U.S. and NATO, these databases are woefully out of date. Some of the information is 40 years old, believe it or not. And this is one of the reasons we have so many friendly fire incidents. For example, the attack on the Doctors Without Border Hospital in Kunduz in Afghanistan could have very well been as a result of faulty or old, outdated emitter data. Because we know what the frequencies are of all these pieces of equipment, even the radios used by the Taliban. And if it's not up to date, of course, mistakes or errors like that can happen.
So a lot of sophisticated equipment. What do you make of Russia moving into Syria with ground troops and aircraft openly? We know they've been there for a few years, but now they've got ships docking. Do you have any intel on Chinese reportedly being brought in?
Yeah, the Chinese and the Russians have similar fears to what's going on in Syria. What you have in Syria are entire communities now of ethnic Uyghurs from Western China. These are Muslim Chinese and Chechens and other Muslims from Central and the Caucasus region of Russia and Central Asian portion of Russia now setting up entire communities inside Syria. Many of these are in cities which were vacated by these refugees who fled to Turkey and now are inundating.
But, I mean, isn't that politically correct to take Chinese Muslims, let them come to Syria and kill other Muslims and take over? I mean, it's okay. They're allowed to migrate and chop people's heads off. Absolutely. Folks are coming from all over the world to the new promised land, Syria, led by our government, to kill indigenous Muslims and Christians and take their property. And if you're not for it, you're Islamophobic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win. That's right. If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all a game to me. 7 or 11 snake eyes watching you. Well, I don't gamble at casinos or with cards, but I will gamble for freedom. I will gamble my life. And in this game, I'm all in, doubling down, all the way committed. And that is a good feeling. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. Back 7 o'clock Central. By the way, I say 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I am in such a habit of saying that. That's not true. Talk about habit and nobody correcting me. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. we're live. The fourth hour that I did for about 4 or 5 years just burned me out, but a lot of stations kept carrying it. So they'd say, we're not going to carry your first hour, we're going to carry the second, third, and fourth. And so that would be a rebroadcast of the first hour, but some days I would still do part of it or all of it. And I'll still do that sometimes. Like yesterday, I stayed for 20 minutes into the fourth hour with Leanne McAdoo. We hear a lot of special reports. We get to a lot of news that's just broken. We get to a lot of deep analysis. And it gets hosted by Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, David Knight, Rob Dew, and others. Rob Dew has added a fourth member to the family. They had three sons. Now they have a baby girl. Want to congratulate him. That happened last week. So he'll be back in next week. They're not going along with the globalist depopulation agenda. That's four children in the Dew family now. So congratulations. I do envy you. I want number four as well and number five. Continuing, David Knight will be hosting the fourth hour. GOP leadership on the ropes. Now is the time to jump for the win. This is as big as the presidential election, folks. It's just ultra massive. Thyroid cancer in children skyrockets near Fukushima. And the Supreme Court says forced vaccines for children doesn't violate rights. Huge news on that front. Giant city being built by multinational defense contractor to war game against American people. I've got the article right here out of the Daily Mail. It's out in New Mexico. It's one of the places I want to send our reporters, like Wayne Madsen. So that's all coming up. Security, transportation, surveillance technology, testbed. Super creepy when you go look at the details of that and more. So that is coming up with David Knight in the fourth hour. Paul Watson lands in about 2.5 hours, a reporter from Britannia. And then now Wayne Madsen is going to be basically a part-time because he's busy running his own Wayne Madsen Report, but he will be at least every month going on location, as I just said, and covering things with our reporters. He's doing that in just a few weeks with an unnamed story he's going to be working on. And he's also writing articles for Infowars.com. And that's why it's now more important than ever. I'm not going to risk my life fighting these people to play games. But I need the capital to get more high-quality reporters, investigative journalists, camera people, the men and women we need to fight this tyranny. And the only prerequisite is we get the funds and we find the personnel of every race, color, creed that love freedom to fight against the New World Order. So you talk about Big Tent, the InfoWar is it worldwide. But we're also not politically correct. We'll bring on all the different views so people can make their own decision about what's happening on this planet and this world. But we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of super high-quality products at incredibly low prices. Three specials running until next Wednesday. 20% off Prostaguard. Liver Shield and the whole liver cleanse is back in. We've got 10% off with free shipping on the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 10% off InfoWars Select, powered by My Patriot Supply. It's just private label My Patriot. We private label it. We can offer bigger discounts than they can. And we have their food, the exact same packages, just different labels, right by it, for sale on the site as well. Their best deals every week updated, 6 month, 1 year, fruit and veggie snack mix, mega protein kits, the 72-hour kit, 2 year supplies, 3 year supplies. This is the best quality I could find with the lowest price, with that conjunction of low price, high quality, freshness, dependability. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, we need your prayers, and please continue to spread the word to friends and family and neighbors and community, whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, podcast, TV, satellite. That's how we reach new people. It is so important that you understand we could be taken down. We could be shut down. So store the shows, record the shows, save the MP3s, and support the local AM and FM station that's carrying our show. Tell people about their audio streams. Because chances are, if they've got us on, they've got other great shows on there telling the truth. So just support the outlets. Don't not be appreciative of this. The globalists are doing everything they can to restrict free speech right now. Now let's go back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com, Infowars.com, investigative journalist joining us. Wayne, I want to now get into Hillary and your big report today. Evidence points towards Clinton running a parallel outsourced State Department. You show the graphs. You show the documents. You're being scholarly when you say, you know, that it suggested. I changed it to shows on InfoWars and said that was my decision because I've had Tosh Plumlee on 3 years ago, the first to blow the whistle, and say, you know, they use the import-export group to do this to this multinational consortium she's involved in. We now know that she's covered that up in the emails. We now know she got money to the foundation to then turn around and reciprocate. I mean, this is pretty much open and shut, but she thinks she could do this because she's got Tony Blair, Bill Clinton, and a bunch of other people involved. I guess the Vatican Bank, the list goes on and on. So you take us to a deeper level of the rabbit hole, break it down for us, go over these charts, and where you think this is going.
Well, I guess it shouldn't be surprising that the Clintons are once again have been caught using their public office for personal enrichment. We know that this occurred when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas. We know it occurred when he was president of the United States. And now we discover that it occurred when Hillary was secretary of state. And now she wants to be president of the United States. You know, when I first heard about this private email, I worked in the State Department Bureau of Diplomatic Security and in the Information System Security branch of the State Department. And there was such an easy way for her to avoid this scandal. All she had to do as the original classification authority state, look, all those emails that were in my private server, I declassified them because I had the authority to do it. But instead, she did not do that. She went into cover-up mode. And, you know, it's the same old story in Washington. It's always the cover-up in many, many cases. It's worse than the initial infraction or crime, as we know from Watergate.
So it's extremely Nixonian.
Yes, absolutely. So the cover-up here, when you look and then you say, well, what was she using this private email system for? And then you find out that she was using it to communicate with, Huma Abedin, her personal aide, who was getting a State Department salary. At the same time, she was drawing a consultant salary from a company started by a former Bill Clinton aide named Doug Band. The company's called Tenio, and it just so happens to have on its board of advisors Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. They're very, very tight with a lot of the George Soros operations, and then they're also tied in with the Clinton Foundation. So imagine this. Bill Clinton is an advisor to Tenio, which is based in New York and has offices all around the world. Yet he uses the Clinton Foundation to hire Tenio as a client, and that is just so standard. That's standard inside racketeering at its worst. So here you are. You're the head of this nonprofit Clinton Foundation. You're giving contracts to Tenio, yet you're also serving on the board of advisors of Tenio. That is a classic conflict of interest. And although we're dealing with one nonprofit and one profit-making company, I would think that the Justice Department should look into that.
A total pass-through. I mean, is this not a classic open and shut? So I'm asking you this question. How would they pull off textbook fraud with hundreds of millions nakedly unless they've been given green light by higher-ups that you're untouchable?
Well, I think that's part of it. There are laws for us, and then there are laws for them. And, the law does not apply equally across the board. We know that. We see examples of that every day in all these news.
Sure, Soros is allowed to be a famous Nazi collaborator, and he's worshipped by the ADL. But if you're not a Nazi and fight Nazis, they call you a Nazi. This is the upside-down planet.
And we also now know from the emails that Hillary Clinton was using her position as Secretary of State to basically bribe foreign governments and foreign businessmen for donations to the Clinton Foundation. In other words, you want a favorable trade deal with the United States. Well, let's see if you can pony up some money to the Clinton Foundation. Now, one Canadian mining magnate who specializes in uranium mines donated some $31 million to the Clinton Foundation. And what happens? Bill Clinton goes over to Kazakhstan, talks to their president about giving this guy Frank Giustra in Canada a favorable deal on uranium mining in Kazakhstan. That seems to be what this whole private email was centered on. You know, emails between Hillary and Bill and Soros and Chelsea Clinton Mazvinsky, who's actually married to the son of a disgraced congressman who was indicted for misconduct, Ed Mazvinsky. It goes on and on with the Clinton family. They have been using their public offices for personal gain and personal enrichment, and yet they have the audacity to seek a term as president for Hillary Clinton. I would hope people would actually look into this, and you know, they don't have to take my word for it, but do independent research. And I'm not saying they got to go back and look at Monica Lewinsky and Whitewater. This scandal stands on its own ground.
Going back to how we started, who's worse, Joe Biden getting the nomination or Hillary, and do you think Biden's going to jump in? Here's the question. How big's the war, which is now confirmed mainstream news, between the Clintons and the Obama crew?
Well, there's always been an internecine war going on between these two camps. It's going to get worse when Biden announces. We already saw a little bit of that from the Hillary camp about them saying it was Biden who leaked the information from his dying son, Bo Biden, who died of cancer, that he wanted his dad to run for the presidency. Well, we're going to see if people are upset, if the Biden camp is upset over that from Hillary. They've seen nothing yet. You know, when you look at the two, who's worse? Well, you know, I think that's an issue where you look at Biden. Longtime senator from Delaware, let's face it, that's the Philadelphia area. You do not get elected to any office in the Delaware Valley unless you got some ties to some sort of unsavory activity, whether it's through unions or wealthy people in that area, businessmen, it's going to be there. But, you know, Biden, I think we know what we're getting with Biden. We should know what we're getting with Hillary, but she always surprises us with yet another scandal because she's so in your face with this stuff. She doesn't care, and neither does her husband. They've never cared about
that. Speaking of that, here she was this weekend talking to one of her political minions, saying it's a conspiracy theory that she had a second server and another email to cover stuff up. I mean, even the head of the EPA had to step down when she got caught using a secret email. I mean, this is just incredible. And then she has the nerves to say she's the most transparent in history. Here it is.
Gone further than anybody that I'm aware of in American history. Now, that's not a long history because we haven't had emails that long, but as long as we've had them, I've gone longer and farther to try to be as transparent as possible. Nobody else has done that.
And then there's another clip where she goes on to say it's a conspiracy theory. You know, there's conspiracy theorists out there that are saying all this, so pretty arrogant.
Well, she used the term vast right-wing conspiracy, remember, when they were going after her husband for the total Whitewater and Lewinsky matter. And you know, later we found out that was much worse than what was reported, because Bill Clinton, during his affair with Monica Lewinsky, is even heard on the transcripts in the depositions that he was worried that there was a foreign power listening in to his phone calls with his girlfriend Monica Lewinsky, and later on it was determined that foreign power was the Israeli intelligence service. So they always downplay. They're masters at this. Hillary learned a lot from her husband, who really, I think, pioneered how to actually lie with a smile on your face. And she just got away with it in that clip there, trying to say she's been transparent. Well, the entire Obama administration has been the least transparent administration in our history.
You always have a lot of big stories you tell me about off-air that end up being print stories on Infowars.com. What are some of the other big stories you're working on right now and some of the other big shoes you think are going to be dropping?
Well, it's very interesting to see what's going on in the House now with Kevin McCarthy, who everybody thought was going to replace Boehner as Speaker, now dropping out of that race. I would look to see some real surprises in that Donnybrook right now. And one thing I can tell you is, and this comes up from the out of the Pope's visit to the Capitol and his speech before the joint session, CNN had a hot mic present in a very restricted area. And if you've ever been to Capitol Hill and the House side, you know, you're not allowed, if you're not a member, you can't go into the actual well of the House of Representatives. You've got to be a member or an authorized staffer. It's very restricted. So outside the door is where the Pope was going in, and that area was highly restricted only because of the presence of the Pope that day. It's usually restricted anyway, but it was really restricted at that point in time to only cleared members of the media and members of Congress and special guests of those members of Congress. And CNN picked up a hot mic of a woman saying, I ought to throw my shoe at him, you know, obviously referring to the Pope. CNN did not identify who stated that. And through some voice analysis done by some people that I know, and a phone call by the media to her office, it's quite clear that the person who said that was none other than Representative Kay Granger from your state of Texas. She represents the Fort Worth area.
We'll be back. Stay there. More with Wayne Madsen. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
little segment with Wayne Madsen. Then David Knight takes over in the fourth hour. As you can clearly see, we're going to move towards more shows, more programs, more news. Very soon, I'll start announcing some of the AM, FM new affiliates, also the UHF, VHF, and cable. Got quite a lot of those signing on as we tweak some of our feeds and tones and digital things. A lot of computer stuff involved. In the face of this tyranny, we're not putting on half measures. We're really trying to stop it. And Wayne, Congress has a 9% approval rating running for about 3 years now. Obama has one of the lowest ever. The Republican leadership does. Despite all the big police state builds up that we see, there is a lot of signs of good things happening. Our military doesn't want to be part of overthrowing Assad. The Russians have come in to stand up against this, very popular with Americans. There is some good things happening. I mean, it seems there's got to be some end to the corruption and the flim-flam and the fluff. They may have half the public, part Republican, part Democrat, totally dumbed down and stupid. They may have brought in 40 million people that aren't really Americans and are confused. But still, at the end of the day, there are a lot of folks of every race, color, and creed and religion, whether they be Christian, Muslim, or agnostic, or Jewish, or whatever, who realize we've really got crazy corruption going on, and now the economy's getting ready to collapse. All that news is there. I mean, confidence in this system is about to go down, and no amount of slick talk is going to put it back together again.
Well, that's right, and we know that the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the former head, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, was fired last year because he objected to the U.S. supporting the most radical jihadists in Syria, most of which, as I mentioned, are non-Arabs. They're Chechens, they're Uyghurs from Western China. They're even recruiting people from Indonesia to go and move to Syria and Iraq to take this land over for the Islamic Caliphate. There are people I know, and I've heard from them directly in the CIA, who do believe that John Brennan, the director, is too pro-Saudi. So I know there was a former FBI agent, I believe his name is John Guandalo, who said that he thought that Brennan converted to Wahhabist Islam when he was the CIA station chief in Riyadh. Now, you don't have to convert to show that you're at least sympathetic to their cause. This is one of the most radical forms of Islam there is, if not the most
radical. And it's got the Saudi backing in trillions, so why not sign on to it?
Absolutely. And with Brennan training these jihadists in secret camps and Turkey and Qatar and Saudi Arabia.
Oh, it's clear. A large faction of the globalists are not just trying to create a clash of civilizations. They're going past the Bushes and Cheney, and they're going, why don't we just take over?
Absolutely. So you got a lot of these jihadists trained by the CIA now showing up in Europe, young men with cell phones, refugees with cell phones, ATM cards. And a lot of cash, where are they getting that from? And they've already had horrendous rapes reported in Germany and Austria. There were Germans on the street in Munich for Oktoberfest who were confronted by these Muslims, jihadist-type radicals, saying, put the beer away, do not drink
alcohol. Anybody comes up and says, put my beer down or my pretzel, I'm going to punch them in the nose. I don't care who they are.
You can imagine what happened in Munich during Oktoberfest when some big Germans were told to do that. There were brawls on the street, as you can imagine. But they're talking about Angela Merkel, who is responsible for this mess, getting the Nobel Peace Prize.
God, this woman is unbelievable. Wayne, do five more minutes, and then David Knight's taking over. I wanted to kick it to him because he's got a big show lined up. But five more minutes to have you kind of confirming what the last guest was saying. I mean, it's definitely a triple cross here. And I don't know, I mean, why would they want to bring in hundreds of thousands of jihadis, clearly that are sleeper cells? Is it to menace Europe, then take all the rights because of the threat and persecute Muslims? Or is it a end game to actually repopulate the world with a giant Muslim population? I mean, this is just over the top because they're telling Germans you can't wear a skirt. I mean, you know, it's clobbering time, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.